American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. A human rights advocate who spent many years in China says Harris Walz is the most radically left ticket that any major American political party has ever advanced. Here's AFN's Chad Groening.
Much has been made during this 2024 presidential campaign about the cozy relationship Democrat vice presidential candidate Tim Walz has had with communist China. With the election now less than a week away, the polls remain tight, and voters could decide to elect Walz to the second highest office in the land. Stephen Mosier, who is president of the Population Research Institute, says Kamala Harris picked Walz because he is of like mind.
Oh, absolutely. Kamala Harris picked Tim Walz because they have a common vision of America's dystopian future. They have a common vision of using the government to lock us down in individual cells, lock up their political opponents, censor the media, take X and Twitter out. I think they're people of like mind.
And Mosier said he was at Stanford University when there was a professor there named Donald Harris.
He was an open Marxist. So she grew up as a red diaper baby. She grew up as the daughter of a Marxist father and a Marxist mother. And she denied that she was an extreme socialist. And I would have to agree. She's not an extreme socialist. She's worse. She's a Marxist like her father and her mother were.
So Mosier says it is understandable that she picked Walz as her running mate.
This is the most radically left ticket that any major American political party has ever advanced. And I'm praying every day that the American people have the good sense to wake up in time and make sure they do not occupy the White House, because they might be there for a long, long time.
I'm Chad Groening.
We're 5 days away from the election, and the presidential campaigns wasted little time today in various states. Governor Tim Walz was in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, asking people to vote for Kamala Harris. Harris, by the way, was in Arizona. Former President Donald Trump went to Nevada after a visit to Albuquerque, New Mexico. The Philadelphia District Attorney is suing Elon Musk to stop his PAC from giving away millions of dollars to voters. Here's Fox's Brian Yunus.
For the last 2 weeks, Musk and his political action group, America PAC, have been handing out $1 million a day to one randomly selected registered voter who signs a pledge to support the First and Second Amendments. On Monday, Philadelphia's liberal district attorney Larry Krasner filed a lawsuit claiming the sweepstakes is running an illegal lottery violating Pennsylvania's consumer protections. The suit reading in part, quote, America PAC and Musk must be stopped immediately. Their lottery scheme and unfair and deceptive conduct will irreparably harm Philadelphians and others in Pennsylvania, as well as tarnish the public's right to a free and fair election.
Billionaire investor Mark Cuban created some controversy during an appearance on ABC's The View and said that former President Donald Trump has never seen with strong, intelligent women. Republican South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem pushed back against the comments on Fox.
The people that he had in leadership positions in the White House when he served, Sarah Huckabee Sanders as his press secretary, he just elevated women all the time.
The Trump campaign shot back and said that Cuban insinuated female Trump supporters are weak and dumb. Pro-abortion groups promoting ballot measures to add pro-abortion amendments to state constitutions in 9 states have raised more than $160 million. That's nearly 6 times what their opponents have brought in. That's according to the Associated Press in an analysis of campaign finance data compiled by the watchdog group Open Secrets and state governments. 4 voters and a Hispanic civil rights group sued Iowa's top election official after he directed election workers to challenge the ballots of people who may be naturalized citizens, alleging the state infringed upon their rights in its attempt to keep ineligible non-citizens from illegally voting. The American Civil Liberties Union of Iowa filed a legal challenge in federal court late yesterday on behalf of 4 individuals flagged by Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate as registered voters who might not be citizens. That's all our time for now. We do appreciate your listening. Find more news online at AFN.net. I'm Robert Thornton.